Everything in business is about pushing yourself, whether it be budgets, whether it be goals, developing a new product, helping lead your team and really get the best out of them. But the other day I had a scenario where I wondered about the way we approach goals. And as usual for me, it's about running. So I've been running a little bit recently, but I'm not as fit as I can be. And there's this amazing race coming up called Relapse. So essentially, every hour on the hour, you start a lap of 6.7 Ks, and it's a trail running race. And you basically keep going until you can't go anymore. And many people go into hundreds and hundreds of kilometers. Not me, by the way. Anyway, on Sunday, I decided just get off the couch and go and do a couple of laps with my mates. So we ended up doing 13 Ks. You know, hadn't done much long distance running for a while and managed to knock it over. Felt pretty good. And we got into the discussion. We're 3 weeks away. I fancied the idea of giving this event a crack. So you go, well, am I fit enough? Is it safe enough? Et cetera, et cetera. Now, luckily, I know the event. I've done it once before. We won our category, so we've got some good confidence. But it's just like my level of fitness is like, will I be able to go deep into it? So then I thought about two different scenarios. Well, can I be fit enough to go for 50K? Because to me, I want to set a goal. 50K is eight laps, or just over eight laps is 53 plus Ks, which would then be into the territory of my longest run ever. But I train hugely for that. This is a relatively easier track. It's flatter. It's not so much elevation. Plus, part of that would be running with my mate who's trying to run 100K. So maybe he can get me to 50 and I can help get him to the 100. Or do I do what I can, test myself, and then fight my way past 50? So there's semantics in the way we set our goals, but this is really about, can I do as much as I can prepare and say my goal is 50, or do as much as I can prepare and just simply go as long as I can just to test my mental strength, not just my physical strength? Because physical strength, I'm not too worried. I mean, last time we did it, we managed to get into sort of 30 plus Ks, no problem. And the track is different. It's, as long as it's relatively dry, I know it really well. There's a lot of things that are going for me. I'm good endurance, but am I fit enough? But in 3 weeks, I can get a lot fitter than I am. So it's kind of this challenge, and it got me thinking about the way we look at goals is sometimes do we prepare for the goal, or is the process of the goal the preparation we need? So I would do the work anyway. You know, 3 weeks is only so much you can do. But on the day and go, well, I would like to go past 50 because my biggest run ever is 53 kilometers, but it was very difficult. But then do I go in and go each lap, 6.7, recover, go again and go again and go again, and simply prepare myself for the battle that is each and every lap? Now, the psychology of it's really difficult because as soon as that hooter goes, you've got to go and you've got to get back. But then if I share the goal with my best friend in running terms is, can he guide me through those 50 Ks and I can hold on using his pacing and everything? And it's just really interesting about the way we approach goals, because so much of our mindset around goals is building up to the goal, say a race or hitting budget. Whereas for me, I'm going, well, if I do the work leading to the day, that's a goal. And the small goal is running most days or a decent amount per week. And in a couple of long runs, there's another goal. And then get to the race, there's another goal. Set up a plan for lap one, there's another goal. Set up a plan for lap two, for lap three. And then as I get into sort of lap seven, six, seven, eight, and hopefully nine, then it becomes the mental game of how much do I want this lap? And obviously, as closer you get to the goal, the more motivated you are, and then you start to dig deep psychologically. And I find this a really interesting perspective in that the way we goal set is often wrong. So what I really think is I have to run today, recover well, run tomorrow, recover well, do a long run to build some confidence and just build up over the 3 weeks. And then on the day, if I choose to do it, sign up, then I've just got to break it down into each lap, get fuel on, run well, run to the schedule, work with my mate, dig deep psychologically. When it hurts, dig deeper. When it hurts more, dig deeper still. And then if I end up at 46 Ks, or, you know, if I end up at 60 Ks, it's all because of the process of moving towards the goal. So ultimately, I might say, well, I want 50 Ks plus. Is that realistic right now? I'm not sure it is. But sometimes we've got to be unrealistic to meet goals that stretch us. And that's just one step at a time, or in this case, one lap at a time. I'm Grant Difford, and this is unspoken.